We have an in-studio guest for the third year in a row. It's an annual thing now. Jeff Kovac is here. How are you, Jeff?
I'm doing well. Thank you for having me, Ted.
Always a pleasure. Jeff is here to talk about the Ruth Kovac Blood Donor Clinic next Tuesday, May 2nd in Côte Saint-Luc, a blood donor clinic that was started by his late mom, Ruth Kovac, longtime Côte Saint-Luc City Councilor, and it continues in her name. For the last 3 years, and I think this is the third year you've been in with us to talk about it as well.
It is. So first and foremost, I'd like to really thank you, Ted, and the staff here at 106.7 for having us and for helping to promote the annual blood drive that has been renamed in my late mother's name. She started the first blood donor clinic in Côte Saint-Luc in conjunction with Mount Sinai Hospital in 1984. And then it became the Côte Saint-Luc blood drive in 1988, and she organized every year a blood drive that averaged about 100 donations. Each donation over the last, I'd say, 20, 25 years right now is linked to potentially helping four patients.
I read that in the literature you sent me. That's amazing.
Yeah.
One person can save four people.
Four, exactly. So one donation can be used for a whole different slew of potential life-saving procedures with regards to one pint of blood. Most of the time, you're using a pint of blood for one patient, but the plasma and the different forms that they can go ahead and use the pint of blood for one from one donation can be, yes, potentially used to saving four souls.
Why was this so important to your mom?
You know what? I never really got a chance to ask her why she was so adamant about organizing the blood drive. I can only assume that it had something to do with how she was raised, who raised her. Her parents were Holocaust survivors, so they bore witness to horrific atrocities. And she was very adamant about helping people and saving people. She was an EMT with the Côte Saint-Luc First Responders as a volunteer for the first, I think, 5 years of her Côte Saint-Luc residency.
That'll give you some insight on the importance of donating blood.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. She wanted to be a doctor, and I think she was dissuaded by the times. This was back in the 60s. And she was always very adamant about helping people. She was fascinated about medical science and anything that had to do with the medical industry. And unfortunately, she did not go into medical school. So I think this was something of a segue for her to go ahead and help people.
If people want to get involved and give the gift of life at the Ruth Kovac Blood Donor Clinic in Côte Saint-Luc next Tuesday, what's the process?
Well, there are two ways about it right now. As a matter of fact, it's a lot easier to schedule a time today than it has been ever before. You can call Héma-Québec at 1-800-343-7264. They'll take your information. I believe that there are now most times available between 3 o'clock in the afternoon to 4 o'clock. Or you can go onto the Héma-Québec website, and that is www.hema-quebec.qc.ca. And it's very, very simple. Within 5 minutes, you can go online. You can search all of the blood donor clinics. This one happens to be the Côte Saint-Luc Blood Donor Clinic that is on Park Avon at the Côte Saint-Luc Aquatic Center. And like I said, all you have to do is put your name, your phone number in, and you can go ahead and select your time slot. It's 1 hour of your time. It's literally 30 minutes of screening and then another 5 or 10 minutes of putting some information into a computer. And then you've got about 15 minutes to donate blood with another 5 to 10 minutes to just relax afterwards to make sure you're okay. So 1 hour of your time, 1 hour to go ahead and donate blood is literally the gift of life. It's the 2nd of May, which is this coming Tuesday morning. It starts at, I believe, at 8:30. It runs until 7 o'clock at night or 6:30 at night. And it's at the Côte Saint-Luc Aquatic Center on Park Avon. And once again, the phone number to call to make your appointment is 1-800-343-7264. One last thing that I'd like to mention, Ted, is that I was doing a little bit of research and speaking to a few friends of mine who are physicians. And they've actually mentioned and they've introduced me to the following. Regular blood donation is linked to lower blood pressure and a lower risk for heart attacks. It's been linked to helping reduce cardiovascular factors. And there's also
research. This is in the donor you're talking
about. This is the donor.
Yeah.
Yeah. So not only do you have a good feeling of helping people by donating blood, but there are health benefits to donating blood. As a matter of fact, it's linked also to anti-aging. People who donate blood on a regular basis have been proven to live longer and healthier lives.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is it like an oil change?
It's kind of like an oil change. This is what one of my friends actually emailed me the other day. He said that when you give blood, you lose red blood cells and the body needs to make more to replace them. Special cells in the kidneys called pertubular cells sense that the level of oxygen in the blood has decreased due to the loss of red cells and start secreting a protein called, excuse my French, erythropoietin. So that ultimately is your body's way of reproducing those red blood cells, which are incredibly important. And this is one of the factors of having a longer, healthier life by donating blood, by giving to your fellow citizen the opportunity to have their life saved.
Well, good on you, Jeff, for doing this and carrying on your mom's legacy. I know how much she meant to you and how much you miss her. It's Friday, and I'm on your Facebook page. The flowers aren't there yet. When does that happen?
I'm going to get the flowers. And you know what? As a matter of fact, Ted, they're dedicated to you today.
Oh, God love you.
Shabbat Shalom.
Is that every Friday?
It is.
What is that exactly? Explain that tradition to me.
So my mom, she wasn't very much of a social media person, but she did like flowers. She was Dutch. She was born in Holland. Tulips and roses were her favorites. And every Friday, Jewish tradition, we would make a Friday night Shabbat dinner. And she would always have this remarkable, beautiful bouquet of flowers as her centerpiece. And she would take a picture of them, put them on Facebook, and wish all of her friends and family a Shabbat Shalom, which in Hebrew means having a good Sabbath.
Yeah.
We were not an overly religious family, but I guess traditions sometimes were really nice to maintain. And this was a tradition that she started with posting them on Facebook. And people really, you know, liked it. So unfortunately, she passed away on October 1st, 2019. And I decided to continue the tradition. So every Friday, I buy a bouquet of flowers. And like I said, Ted, today's flowers are for you.
Looking forward to it. Thanks, Jeff, for coming in.
Thank you so much for having me.